represent the lyrical crowd. All that bullshit's getting irritable now. Really, what's the dilly? I just touched down out in Philly, bought a pound with me. Not to sell, but to smoke, really. Guarantee we gon' get this money for surely. Real niggas over suckers, 60-40. Yeah, guarantee we gon' get this money for surely. Right, real niggas over suckers, 60-40.
What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode, dawg. It's your boy Smoke, man. It's your partner B, man. Him is beautiful. 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 Like Mr. Omar on Everybody Hates Chris. Beautiful. And he's like, tragic. Beautiful. 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 Monday morning, man. October 11th, man. Listen, y'all, check out the Roll Up Network for all your content, podcasting, wants, and needs, man. I'm going to tell you, I triple dog dare you, right, to go listen to every episode we got on the network, and I bet you, you understand what I'm saying about the Some for Every Walk of Life, dog. Because you can easily go back check me. You can easily go back check me, man, and track back to see if I'm saying, if I'm talking the right junk. And, hey, it's right there. The proof is right there for you, dog. The proof is in the listening, if you understand me, man. But y'all check out the Roll Up Network, man, for all your content, merchandise, podcasting wants and needs. We got you covered, dog. But check in, man. Big Smoke, check in. What you been up to, Smoke? Man, what you been up to, dog? Shoot, man, shout out to my co-producer, dog. Her birthday was on Friday. I'm talking about Tuesday. Her birthday was Friday. It was Saturday, man. I'm tripping, dog. My birthday was Saturday. Birthday was Saturday, man. We rolled up there to Thomasville, Georgia, man. Man, why every day rolled up there named Plantation Highway? I mean, at Plantation Road, dog. And my mom told me they call it Plantation Highway. I was just, God dang, bro. What kind of mess is this up here, man? I told y'all before, man. Respect theirs, learn yours, and love yours, dog. How you going, man? Come on. You don't think I think stuff when I'm riding up and down that road, man? Plantation. Come on, man. And I promise you, they need to get the FBI out there and ride a drone out there, because there's some people in the woods that need to get free. They don't know they out. They don't know they need to be home with their people. I'm telling y'all. Knock on wood, I hope not. I hope I'm just playing. But I'm telling y'all, though, they might be out there, man. But that's what I've been up to, man. Man, on that TikTok heavy, man. But that TikTok, man, they haven't said it before. That TikTok something else. You be on that bit. You're trying to watch a TV show, next thing you know, you be scrolling through TikTok. Now, I promise you, if somebody next to you on TikTok, within 20 minutes, you're going to be on TikTok. I promise you, dog. Then they got this little ASMR. This is the junk they get me. They got live videos, and they got this little ASMR videos where people be going live, like, doing... That shit weird. I be like, what is this? But you be so... Now, you be scrolling through and see it. You be sitting there looking at the comments, looking at it. Next thing you know, you be on there for 15 minutes, man, watching people... Do all that mess. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, dog. That's what I've been up to, man. I got these business cards. Man, let me tell you about this crazy mess, dog. I tweeted about it. Y'all were laughing at everybody. I was laughing at myself about this. I got these business cards made. Shout out my boy Larry on, man. He was talking about, he had said about getting, he was going to get some business cards printed up. And I had actually thought about getting some business cards printed up, too. So I was like, man, yeah, sometimes you got to pay attention to the signs, dog. I was already thinking it, bruh said it. You go get to it, right? So when I got these cards made, man, and messed around and spelled affiliate wrong. Now, I almost went and passed these things out, dog. I'm glad, boys. Like, boy, sometimes he'll hold your hand, bruh, if you walk with him, dog. Because, man, let me tell you, bro, if I had passed some things out there to my people, man, them black folks out there, hey, you worry around town, boy, that boy speak good. He can't spell worth a damn, boy. But excuse my language. He can't spell worth a damn, but he can show enough speak. You feel me? I said, God damn, boy. So let me tell you how it happened, man. My wife, I showed my wife, dog. She was like, it's nice, nice car. I should have ran about her first. She was like, it's nice car. Nice, it's a nice car. But I don't think that's spelled right. I was like, man, come on, bro. Get out of my face, dog. I ain't trying to hear that, bro. I ain't trying to hear that. Get out of my face. She's like, oh, I'm for real. Google, how you spell affiliate? Man, I said, God dang, dog. Two F's in that bit. If you, man. Boy, I ain't know that, dog. And I use it. I'm just, that's crazy, man. But that's what's been up with me. Riding down these highways with these racist names and learning how to spell. right? Every day you learn it. You learn something new, man. Every day you learn something new. That's what's been up with me, man. But I ain't gonna hold you too long in the intro, dog. Let's go ahead and get this bit rolling, dog. Let's go ahead and get it. I got a good one for you, man. Good one for you, dog.
Guarantee we gon' get this money for surely. Real niggas over suckers, 60-40. Yeah, guarantee we gon' get this money for surely. Right, real niggas over suckers, 60-40.
All right, y'all, welcome back, man. So before I even get started, that was a great little hee-ha-ha session in the beginning, man. I love doing those check-ins with y'all in the intro. But on a serious tip, let's get real with this one right here, okay? Over this past weekend up in Tallahassee, Florida State and FAMU won. Both games were basically back-to-back. At 3:30, Florida State had their game. They won that one. Then turn around at 6:30, FAMU game started. FAMU turned around and won. Now, you would think the news headlines and the news articles across the outlets would say FAMU wins. FAMU wins. Florida State wins. The city enjoys a W. That's what they should have been, but unfortunately, they couldn't. You wonder why? 3 shootings, 8 hours. That's why. I'm going to say it one more time. 3 shootings in 8 hours. And I'm talking about Tally, right? But y'all know I do Digging in the Ashtray on Fridays. So I keep a close eye on the news. You know, I try to stay, like I told you, stay my distance a little bit in that last episode. But I try to keep an eye on the news around the state, right? So I see the different things that's happening across the state. And even in, like, I think I said this before, even little Alachua County, man, stuff be happening every dang day. I'm just like, great day, bro. Every day something happened down here, because I watch their news too. Every day something happened down there. Ocala, all that, man, that's crazy, bro. Every single day is something happening, right? So we're going to bring it on back up into the 850. I told you about the 3 shootings in 8 hour span, right? Now, this coming days after, just earlier last week, I'm not going to do no news episode, but just earlier last week, the sheriff department came out and said, like, weapons were being placed, like, they were finding weapons around school campuses, like, in the bushes and things, and, like, just, like, set up, like, weapons set up around the campus, right? So, they having to deal with these shootings, I told you, 3 shootings in 8 hours. They trying to figure out about that. Then turn around and got to go. And they trying to worry about these kids in the school. Right? That's crazy, right? And I keep pinning that. All right, so I've heard people talk about this. I try not to get too, you know, trying to get myself together. So I'm trying not to get too deep into spiritual stuff or any of that type of stuff right now. I'm just trying to get myself together with it before I do all that kind of junk. But, I hear people say we're going through a spiritual journey, a spiritual test right now. I've heard it. I kind of thought, yeah, maybe we might be going through all this stuff going on. That could be what you can call it. But I started, when this happened, I was sitting out thinking, man, you know, you got, if you believe in all this, you know, if you believe, if you don't, hey, just vibe with me real quick. You got the mind, the body, and the soul. You know, any of those interchangeable, you could say spirit, right? But you got those three things. At some point, those three things are going to come in conflict. So I guess that's what you could say. We are going through a spiritual journey. The body's in spirit, you know, in the conflict with the, you know, all that junk. We could be going through a journey like that, a spiritual journey or something like that, right? We could be. Y'all get censored smoke. You know, I don't tell y'all everything I be thinking, but people around me that's close to me, my cousin, my boy T, all of my cousin Dayless, my boy T, my wife, my homeboy's Foot, Mike, they get the David, they get the uncensored right? They get the uncensored smoke, right? So I talk to them, you know, we have real conversations sometimes, man. You know, just hitting up, it'd be short because of conversations, but we have real conversations. But I was telling my boy one day, dog, I said, bruh, and I always tell my people I'm close to that I'm really, really, really close to. I say, man, we got in this junk for longevity, right? No matter what we doing in this life thing, we doing it for longevity, right? We're not doing it for no quick junk. We ain't doing it for no get it now and then it'll be gone tomorrow. Nah, 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 nah. We in this bit for longevity, right? We ain't in this bit for 5 years, 10 years. We trying to, knock on wood, we trying to keep going in this mud, right? Long as that well got water in it, I'm trying to bring my bucket up and down. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to put no bucket in a dry well, is you? I ain't think so. So I'm trying to keep my well wet, right? And that's what we trying to do. We in this bit for longevity. You know, a lot of people, I think, we get confused, dog. We get so confused, man. And it's order online stuff. We want everything quick. Now. We need it now, right? We need it now. You know, the last time I checked, dog, ain't nothing in this bit easy, dog. The only thing in this world easy is an easy bake oven, and even that motherfucking come with instructions. You understand me what I'm saying, man? So I say that to say this, doggone. I said this on the roll up a couple weeks ago. I tell my wife this. We get in arguments sometimes. You know, we young couple, man. Get in little disputes sometimes. But that ain't nothing. That's here. You know, we still love each other. But we get in little arguments sometimes. But I came to the conclusion, man. I told him on roll up. I was like, dog, I realized confusion resides where lack of communication is present. Right, so when there ain't no communication around, then that's when confusion arrives, right? And I think all across the state, all across the country, across the world, there's a lack of communication, right? Nobody wants to take time to hear each other. Nobody wants to take time and listen to ourselves, right? Before we act, we just out here acting, bro. Just acting. Nobody's thinking about the longevity in it. Nobody's thinking about the longevity. Think about the right now. Right? Where you at right now? Think about where you at right now. And then think about in 25 years where you want to be at. If you make that move right now, is that going to hinder you from being where you want to be in 25 years? If it is, then why the fuck would you do that? Why would you do it? Excuse my language. Why would you do it? I don't know, man. I just wanted to say that, dog. Stop rushing things, man. Don't rush nothing in this bit, bro. Do not rush nothing in this bit, man. Let everything come naturally, dog. Let everything come naturally and genuinely, man. Don't rush nothing, bro. And listen, bro. Start listening to people, man. Listening to each other. Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself, man. I be telling them I'm going off on 10 now. My wife be like, she be bumping in the room on me. I be in the room just chilling in my vibe. I be talking to my, I'm the only child, right? So I ain't had nobody to talk to, just me, man. I be in my room just talking. Sometimes one of the rooms in here just talking, man, talking to myself. She busting, who you on the phone with? I ain't on the phone with nobody. I'm on the phone with myself right now. Talking to myself, man, because you got to talk to yourself and listen, right? Because that prepares you for when you get out there in the real world to listen to other people. Listen to your spouse. Listen to your friends, man. You know what I'm saying, bro? Just like I said, dog, lack of communication is going to bring confusion. And that goes with you with other people, and that goes with you and yourself. And remember, don't rush nothing in this mud, bro. We in this bit for 25 years. That's what we shooting for. I told y'all, man, I'm going to end this up, man. I told you we're ending. I'm ending this up. I told my mom when she had that surgery back in June. Y'all remember that? I was talking about that, dog. So worried about that. I told her when she had that surgery in June, I said, Ma, we shooting for homecoming. No matter what happened, no matter what these doctors tell us right now, We don't give a freak about none of that. We shooting for homecoming. That's what we shooting for. No matter how your knee feel on August 7th, no matter how it feel on September 21st, we shooting for October 30th. Fam, you homecoming weekend. And by God, knock on wood, she coming up here for homecoming, man. But then you just got to have that communication, dog. I don't want no confusion. I don't want her getting upset about nothing. Communicate, dog. Communicate with your people, man. Communicate with yourself, man. I just want to drop that little piece on you, man. Maybe that'll stop these all this vibe, all this crazy junk, bro. 3 shootings, 8 hours? Come on, bro. Tallahassee ain't but so big, bro. Really, the streets connected. Come on, bro. Really? Really? That's your cousin them over there. Your auntie them over that side, too. Just calm down, bro. Just calm down, man. I'll go ahead and end this out, dog. I appreciate y'all, man. I told you real in and out, dog.
I wasn't even stunting, just doing my daily runners, man. You should be inspired, but yet you mad about it. I heard that shit you said, but I wasn't feeling threatened by it. Full timing, east side and Chevy sliding. Green traffic lights, dollar sign, eyes bitch. Trying to trick me out my spot, trying to make me prove that I'm the man. I'm colder than the freezer, colder than the fan. Trying to trick me out my spot, trying to make me prove that I'm the man. Bitch, I'm colder than the freezer, colder than the fan. Trying to trick me out my spot, trying to make me prove that I'm the man.
All right, y'all. So that concludes another episode of Smokescreen Podcast, man. Like I said before, man, confusion resides where communication ends. So that road of communication, it's like when you laying out that cable, when the people laying out the cable for the phone lines, the phone service ain't going to go no further than that landline goes, right? So you got to keep that line of communication open, because if you don't, then you out there in the darkness, you in confusion. So, man, we need to get to that, dog. We need to talk to ourselves, and we need to be better with talking to other people and talking stuff out, bro. You feel me? Like, bro, because... Man, before I even say anything else, dog, I want to give, this coming from Brandon and the whole Johnson family, condolences to the Hart family, man, my boy T, man, for real, boy, for real, dog. We ain't on this earth too long, bro. We ain't on this earth too long. The earth been around for millions and billions of years. We only here for at most 110, dog. We ain't got that much time. You understand that? We ain't got that much time, man. So keep that line of communication open, man. Whether it's with the school board, that they need to just start communicating with each other. Whether it's with in relationships, all that, bro. Just communication. You learn each other, man. Talk it out, dog. But you also got to talk to yourself, man. Have that line of communication with yourself open too, man. That's why I do these episodes, bro. That's why I do these episodes. So I wanted to touch on that, man. Thank y'all once again for listening, man. Once again, man, my condolences to my boy T, for real, man. It's been on my mind heavy. Love you, boy, for real. I love you, man. Don't be scared to tell your boy you love him, too. You feel your people, you love them, dog. Your family members, you love them, bro. My cousins know, dog. You holler at me, you talk to me, I'm going to tell you I love you. You ain't got to say it back to me, but I'm going to tell you because I want you to know I love you, man. And I love y'all. I appreciate y'all once again for listening to another episode of Smokescreen Podcast, man. I tell you, man, that I'm looking at my business cards. That's funny, boy. Let's have a good week, man. I appreciate y'all once again. I'm gonna let Brother Westside Gun. Boom, 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 boom. I'm going to let him holler at you real quick. Then I'm going to close it out with some Devin the Dude, man. I'm going to close out with some Devin the Dude. Pay attention to the words that Devin is saying in this song, dog. When I'm playing music on here, I want you to pay attention to him. I played Smoke Dizzle 6040. I played off that Currency album, man. Off that great Currency album. I played Freezer. And then I'm going to play West Side Gun off his album, dog. And then I'm playing Devin the Dude, Right and Wrong, dog. Pay attention to the words, man. They talking something in the words, dog. I appreciate y'all once again. Let's have a good week, man. Let's have a great week, dog. I might holler at you Friday with some news, depending on how I feel about it. Being smart with it. You gotta separate yourself sometimes. I appreciate you, man. Y'all have a good week, man.
For real, we always ready. We stay ready, so we ain't got to get ready. You know what I'm saying? But you know, on this journey, you know, I must bid you farewell. And before we part, I gotta give it up to you like this, you know? You know there ain't no such thing as beginnings, you know? It's only the ends that count, you know? You end how you start. Remember that, you know? So, you know, show me where you start. And then we can find the means that justify the ends that you arrived at. You see? This is gonna be, this is a heavy game right here, man. I hope you can receive this. You can only do 8 things in music anyway. After 8, you just gotta, you know, make the end reflect the beginning. You see, you exist in between those 2 extremes simultaneously. You can't even help. You know, so you won't understand what the end stands on until you see it, because it's a result. It stands on accomplishments. I've never seen nobody do that like this before. Juxtaposition through sound. This is amazing. You know, you are what you had when you stop doing what you did to get what you got. That's what we know. You know, grown men play a chess game for the end game. You know, not to just be playing, because, you know, we could be sitting up acting like we about to just start to do something all day, and that's, man, humans are judged by their outcomes. The results determine the future. Low-key, it ain't no such thing as the end. The end is just a new start. You start how you finish. So here goes a mystery. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, nigga. Do. Do say twice. Twice. Music is all about do. But you know, 7 heaven on 1 throne equals 8. You know, 7 heavens in 1 throne equal 8. I bid you farewell. The end is the result, and the results are the evidence of one's ability. Ability has no end. Where to start? No how. We only know the nature of a thing when it gracefully bows out and allows its lessons to instruct the learned. Okay? So, who can see forever on a clear day over here? Hey, and if I can't teach you nothing, I can't reach you, you know? You know, the revolution is water into wine, nigga, a tree to a house, results. And very rarely do you ever see in history revolutions reap the benefits for the revolutionaries. You heard? You in a renaissance. Act like you know. Peace and love. I hope you enjoy.
I think I'm ready, man. I'm ready to rap, though.
Nigga, you just talking shit, nigga, man. I don't want to hear that shit.
Hey, I'm ready, man.
Hey, you been saying that shit.
I'm ready to put it down.
Yeah.
Show you that I'm down.
All right. We'll see, man. You ready for this rap, man? This ain't no game. Yeah, smoke some of this weed so you can feel fine. And you just might need a drink, you gotta think of a rhyme. We can make the beat slow so you can speed up the flow with some cool pimp shit about some weed or some hoes. Or suppose you do a song that you can jam with fun dances. Or some growing up hard shit with slim to none chances. Maybe a familiar tune people already heard. Let's call Morris, see how much you want for a bird. Fuck it, let's strictly go pop. Do anything for the women while misrepresenting your block. You can be famous in public with the right music and subject. You can make millions, nigga, if you just make a million of it. Imagine you're having world tours getting paid. Hoes throwing panties on the stage, getting laid. You don't have a Benz, but if you get on the mic and spit it, you will have enough to get it. Whatever you do, I'm with it. All you got to do is share your problems with the world, tell the story of your life. All you got to do is, and they'll be right by your side. Everything gon' be tight, but when you grown, motherfuckers gonna talk about you. When you grown, motherfuckers gonna criticize you. When you grown, motherfuckers gonna talk about you. Now Just be real with what you say and put some feeling up in it. And since everybody's dying, put some killing up in it. I'll be right here by your side, smoking kill until you're finished. If you get writer's block, then nigga, chill for a minute. I mean, hold up. Okay, I got a tight idea. Just rap like you mad, the baddest motherfucker out here. Then bitches will respect you. Niggas might try to check your nuts. Money then get you out the law, steady fetch you. But think about it. You got it, then write it down. Try your best to remember. Don't worry now on how it sounds. It's gonna be cool, and if you keep rapping the song, just sacrifice your life and leave your problems at home. Now there's a million motherfuckers like yourself think they deserve it. If you get it, all they do, they got to get their hands dirty. So just study your lines and make sure you don't forget it. Get on the mic and spit it. Whatever you do, I'm with it. All you got to do is share your problems with the world. Tell the story of your life. All you got to do is write. And they'll be right by your side. Everything gon' be tight. But when you grow, motherfuckers gonna talk about you. When you grow, motherfuckers gonna criticize you. When you grow, motherfuckers gonna talk about you. Now the world is your arena and the panel of judges made up of pimps, players, sneaky bitches, con men and hustlers. I don't know why, but to qualify you must become one of these. Make something happen with either rapping or selling some cheese. What, you scared? Shit, this ain't the game to be in. If you can't do for you and yours, then how you think you gon' win? Now where your niggas at? Get them together and flip. Now where them bitches at? Buy 'em whatever to sip. But see, you can't get player points taken away, so come real. Disregard people's emotions, give a fuck how one feels. And you can witness other brothers walking in the same path, wishing for champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. You see, that's the life that I lead. And if you wanna follow Rollo, sit right by me. And I can pass you some weed. You fire it up, but let me hit it. But get on the mic and spit it. Whatever you do, I'm with it. All you got to do is share your problems with the world. Tell the story of your life. All you got to do is write. And they'll be right by your side. Everything will be tight. But when you grow, motherfuckers gonna talk about you. When you grow, motherfuckers gonna criticize you. When you grow, motherfuckers gonna talk about you. When you grow,